From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The 17-nation International Syria Support Group meeting Tuesday in Vienna was unable to set a date for resumption of talks on Syria's political future. But U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the group still maintains leverage over the government of President Bashar al-Assad, that there is no military solution to the five-year conflict.
There is leverage in the fact that this war will not end for him or for his people without a political settlement. Everybody understands that. That is why the International Syria Support Group came together in the first place. That is why we have the cessation of hostilities we have today, and some delivery of humanitarian assistance. Not as good as we want, correct, but it's there because we have some leverage.
Kerry acknowledged no one is satisfied with the ongoing fighting in Syria despite a two-month cessation of hostilities. He said support group agreed that if a party to the ceasefire persistently violates the truce, they could be excluded from any future agreement. Kerry also said beginning June 1st, if relief workers are denied humanitarian access, the World Food Program would make arrangements to accelerate airdrops and regular flights into designated besieged areas. Libyan security forces Tuesday said they recaptured a main checkpoint south of the port city Misrata from fighters of Islamic State. Libyan military spokesman Mohamed El-Ghasri called the recapture of Abu Ghraib a success, with Libyan forces storming the southern axes and liberating the areas of Bugim and Zimzam. He said at least six Libyan personnel were killed. The North African country's new unity government is trying to establish its authority and hopes to eventually retake Sirte, an IS stronghold, over the past year. The operation comes a day after the international community pledged to seek an exemption to the UN arms embargo. This is VOA News. A wave of bombing struck markets across the Iraq's capital, Baghdad, Tuesday, killing nearly 70 and wounding dozens more. It brings to nearly 200 the number killed in the past week. An international conference focused on restarting the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, originally set for May 30 in Paris, is being postponed. French President Francois Hollande said the delay is because U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry cannot take part. U.S. spokesman John Kirby Tuesday insisted the U.S. remains interested in moving forward on a two-state solution.
We're not going to turn up our nose at any opportunity to have a constructive dialogue and to perhaps come up with ideas and solutions to get us to a two-state solution. I mean, it's that important. It's that important to us. It's that important to the region, certainly to many other nations around the world.
France is trying to revive the peace effort by first bringing together envoys from 20 countries, the UN and European Union, to set up an agenda for a second round that would involve the Israelis and Palestinians. Yemen's government has suspended its participation in UN-sponsored peace talks with Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, accusing the rebels of not complying with UN resolutions that matters of power sharing be negotiated. Foreign Minister Abdul Malik el-Maklafi Tuesday called the talks in Kuwait a waste of time. He accused the Houthis of violating a ceasefire, using the talks as a chance to rearm themselves. The Obama administration is further easing financial sanctions on Myanmar to support the nation's political reforms and economic growth and to facilitate U.S. trade with the country, also known as Burma. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday said the U.S. is retaining other measures.
The United States wants to continue to further incentivize democratic reforms and continue to pressure targeted individuals and entities, including the military, so that the work of reforming that government continues. There obviously is more work that needs to be done. The sanctions that remain in place do serve to pressure those entities that may be advocating for rolling back some of those reforms.
Seven state-owned Myanmar enterprises and three state-owned banks are being removed from the blacklist, but Washington left intact sanctions on the military because of its major economic interests. West African country of Ivory Coast has received more than $15 billion in financial pledges at a donor meeting in Paris Tuesday in its five-year development program. The World Bank pledged one-third of that. The country is still recovering from a devastating 2011 civil war, where some 3,000 died. In a major crackdown of Olympic drug cheats, the International Olympic Commission announced more than 30 athletes could be banned from this year's Games in Rio after retesting of their samples from the 2008 Olympic Games came back positive for banned substances. The IOC says it's begun disciplinary action against the athletes who come from a dozen countries and competed in six events in the Beijing Games. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.